Good morning. Welcome to the Caravan and Camping Show. We're off to another park in the Pilbara area too. You could probably guess it's well-named, the Pilbara Holiday Park. It's one of the Aspen parks. And Lorraine Stone joins us, the manager there. Well, one of the managers too. Hello, Lorraine. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, John.
And a nice park too. I know you've got a lot of workers that come and stay there, and you've got a lot of guests too. Tell us a bit about your park. What's it look like?
Well, we've got about over 100 sites and about 103 cabins. There's lots of green grass. We try and sort of keep it looking nice all year round, which is a pretty big feat in itself.
Now, if I want to head out to the water and dip my toes in the ocean, how far away am I?
Your best bet would probably be to head to Dampier, which is probably about 15 minutes away. There are some beautiful beaches there, Hearson Cove, just past the airport on the way to Dampier, and there's a really nice beach out there. We have Stairway to the Moon out there as well.
Yeah, isn't that gorgeous? Tell us a bit about this Stairway to the Moon, because we've all heard about it, but you've obviously seen it.
Yes, it is. It's just spectacular. It's when the tides are out a long way, and as the moon's going up higher, the stairs go higher and higher, and it looks like you can actually climb up to the moon.
Is it something that you can photograph? I know those sort of things look great, but when you try and put it on a camera, it just comes out black.
Yeah, I think you're better off going to the Tourist Bureau and picking up a postcard.
That's a great idea. I never even thought of that. I like that. So there's the Stairway to the Moon, the beautiful sight it is too. If you're heading off for a day trip from your park and you want to go away and come back for the day, where might we be going to, do you think?
There's heaps of places. As I said, Dampier, there's all the islands out there. You can actually do scenic flights over the islands. There's also a number of day trips out to the islands. Millstream is just spectacular. It's where all the natural water, spring water is.
Yes.
And a lot of that's our drinking water throughout the year. And that's just a day trip. That's absolutely spectacular. We've got Point Sampson, Cossack. Cossack's a heritage town. That's about three-quarters of an hour away, so that's really interesting. And that's on the water as well. You can actually see Stairway to the Moon there as well.
Oh, my goodness, this is certainly something I've got to go and see. Now, if we're heading up from Perth, when you've taken the trip to Perth, how long does it generally take you, and where do you stop along the way?
It depends on how many days that you want to do it in.
Well, I guess you want to take it calmly, but if Pilbara is your destination and you still want to take it kind of calmly.
Okay, you would actually probably stay in Carnarvon. That's what we do. We quite often do it in 2 days. So, you'd stop in Carnarvon overnight and then, head up this way the next day. And if you do that, well, then you actually get into Karratha sort of about 2-3 o'clock if you leave at 7-8 in the morning.
Oh, yes.
It's quite an easy day.
I do hear that's the best way to do it. However, I don't know. I just can't get travelling in the early morning. I don't know how people do it. I sort of start to leave around 10 or 11 and then finally arrive in town in the dark. And obviously your way is better. You're a well-travelled person, Lorraine. Very good advice. Now, tell us a bit about your campsite, your caravan park there. What are the toilets and showers like?
We've got two toilet blocks, and there's about the 7-8 showers in each toilet block. We've got laundry facilities. There's half a dozen washing machines in each of the laundry facilities. The swimming pool has a small toilet block over there, so you've got toilets and showers there.
I've heard about how nice your swimming pool is too. Very nice one.
Yeah.
The washing machines, are they coin operated?
They are indeed. You need 4 $1 coins to operate the washing machines.
And I'm guessing you've got loads of $1 coins there in the office.
We do indeed.
Oh,
it's our most important job that we have.
Now, when I want to go along and stay, I know you've got room for the tents and caravans. Do you have room for the fifth wheelers?
We do, as long as they're not over 30 foot long. Because our slabs, we've got concrete slabs, and they take up to 30 foot vehicles, whether it's a caravan or a fifth wheeler.
Fine, so that's something you'd check out. So how much will it cost me to put my little two-man tent and me and my wife to stay a night in an unpowered site, and where does it go from there?
It's $38 a night for a tent site, and that's right by the pool yard, so that's a lovely, nice green sort of grassed area. You actually park your car in the car park, and all the tents are throughout the grassed area.
Sounds
and the camp kitchen is right next door to that. It's only a very small camp kitchen.
So what's in there? Do we get a gas stove?
Yes, you do. And you also have a barbecue.
Good.
There's fridge and that in there, and table and chairs.
Very nice. Does it have a TV set?
No, it doesn't, but the TV's actually in the games room just at the front of the park.
Well, I'm actually glad about that because I've stayed at some places and there are some folks that like to have the TV on loud and late, and you're trying to go to sleep early because you've had such a big day. So for me, that's a plus. I like it. So that's the Pilbara Holiday Park. And you're there, Lorraine, looking after things, along with Rob too, I understand. And if we want to go along, the phone number is 91851855. And your website is aspenparks.com.au. We can go along and have a nice time. I'm sure you love to welcome the guests. Have you had some from far off reaches of the world?
Oh, we do. Yes, we do indeed. We get them from everywhere, from South Korea. We had some couples this morning from South Korea, Germany, Switzerland. A lot of French up this way at the moment. Yeah, I think they're from everywhere, all over Australia as well. We get quite a few from over Sydney, Melbourne, because I believe the weather's not so good in Melbourne.
Well, we like it here in Perth, and I'm sure you get a few people from Perth too. It's been a real pleasure talking to you this morning, Lorraine, and we look forward to seeing you soon as we travel out to the Pilbara.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time, John, and we'll gladly welcome everyone who comes.